Mile. 90.4 FM.
We had so much fun shooting the season. I don't know what it was, but there was just such magic on set. Mm. And I think, you know, it's always exciting to reinvigorate a character and to see them in a new setting. And I think taking Tully to Joburg this season has really made it a lot of fun. I guess some things to look forward to is that we meet a whole lot of new characters this season.
Yes.
Tully is probably, you know, she starts a little bit out on the back foot, which is quite a fun place for us to see her try and rise to the top. And I think it's going to be wilder than ever.
You know what I'm thinking? When you start out with season one with Wedding Diary, did you ever think, I mean, was there ever a plan? Was Siri even in your head at
that
point?
To be honest, it really wasn't. It was just us trying this new thing. It was a bit of an experiment, actually. Mm. And luckily enough, people loved it, we loved it, and I'm so grateful to have been able to go on this journey with the Tully character and to be doing another season. It's been such a wonderful experience.
People really do love the character.
They do.
They really do. I mean, she has her little flaws, but we love her, you know, because she's human, and I think she reminds us a bit of ourselves in certain ways as well.
We sort of love to hate Tully in a way.
Some of the flaws I wouldn't call little. Some of them are quite glaring.
She's endearing. She really
she
is.
She is, and I think that, you know, the way that she comes across, especially in this season, we sort of see the human side of her and that she is quite vulnerable. And, you know, we do maybe see a bit of ourselves in Tully. I certainly do.
I 100% do.
Yeah. The people around us, we all know a Tully, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't, it's you.
It's kind of dramatized reality TV because it's kind of based on your life. I mean, first one was your wedding. Second one was you having your bubba.
Exactly.
Is this one also kind of based on reality, kind of preschool, looking, hunting for the perfect preschool?
Sure. Yes and no. So I make the show with my husband, my real life husband.
Okay.
And both of the seasons that we've done previously were very much, not so much based on, but we had gone through these experiences. So we got married, we had a baby, and we found so much scope for comedy in those scenarios and the funny people you meet and the situations you find us in. And now we didn't move back to Joburg, but we've got our little girl in preschool, and there's just so much fun to be had with that. And we really thought it would be such a wonderful backdrop for Tully season 3.
Does your real love husband and your on-screen husband get along?
Yeah, they really do. They're really good friends.
That's cool.
We thought we'd let you hear one of the funnier bits in episode 1.
It is exhausting. And I'm not just talking about raising Jaden. Oh no, that's the easy part. It's managing all the hands I have on deck. Ashley, Jean-Luc,
okay.
Housekeeper, night nurse, nannies. Bennett, the gardener, comes twice a week to water down the astroturf. It really does take a village. And that village does not manage itself, let me tell you.
Where's the macadamia milk?
Well, we don't have macadamia nut milk. Ashley, please put macadamia nut milk on the list. Guys, I cannot keep track of all the milks. I'm not moving back to Joburg. I have lived without cracked lips and potholes for years now. I can't go back.
Famous last words.
Tully has somebody who comes and waters down her astroturf.
So, at the end of season 2, Tully's baby is born. It's now 4 years later. Your son in the show, Jaden, is 4.
That's right.
And things are moving in a different direction now. You decide it's back to Joburg. But tell us a little bit about Jaden, because he is a new face. We meet him for the first time in season 3. And, I mean, this is a picky.
I know. So
what was it like working with him?
This little guy, Troy, was the actor who played Jaden, and this unbelievable child. You know, the minute he walked through the doors in the audition, we knew that he was the one.
Oh,
he was just
cool.
So, he really got it. He really got what we were doing. He sort of understood the comedy. I mean, he called me Tully Babes the whole shoot, which was also fine.
Precious.
I mean, he was so sweet. And he was really such a good sport and incredibly hardworking. And, you know, it was hard and tiring for us adult actors. And there's this little guy who was just absolutely wonderful.
So how long was the shoot for?
It was a 6-week shoot. But obviously it's not all day, every day, especially for the kids. They can only shoot for a certain amount of hours a day.
Oh, these child labor laws, eh?
I know. But you know what? We're really trying to make it a lot of fun. They've they've got a child mind on set. They have fun. They play games. They do schoolwork. They, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's got a bright future.
I think so too.
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
Says tot 9.
9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.